She's winding up. She's getting to second, but Pride of Jenny at the 200. My goodness, 15 in front. Declan Bates goes for the whip, riding a ride out. There's no need. This is a demolition job. Pride of Jenny in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. My, oh, my.
G'day, listeners. Tab Everest and Caulfield Cup weekend. I am very excited. Can't wait for the races on the weekend. And thanks for joining in to another episode of the podcast. I'm joined again by Bryce Parker up there in Queensland. Firstly, how are you going there, mate?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Fish. This is the grand final, really. I mean, this is the biggest day of racing. I think it's bigger than Melbourne Cup. So strap yourselves in, punters, because nothing is below $5 this weekend besides Pride of Jenny.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I got so excited doing the form for this meeting, and you just started going through the races, and you know there's so much quality about both meetings, and it's going to be extremely competitive. And I think this edition of the Tab Everest, I know they made it a Group One race the other day, but I certainly think this edition this year is so open, and I'm very excited, and got that new wave of sprinters coming through, a couple of nice 3-year-olds, and I know there's been plenty of talk about this Caulfield Cup being a weak edition, but I certainly don't agree with that, and I think it's a good one for punters. I think there's a couple of horses you can have a crack at, and sort of, you know, really excited, especially on the lead up to the Melbourne Cup. I suppose one of the big things this weekend is going to be the weather. A little bit of rain predicted at, you know, both Sydney and Melbourne over the next 2 days. And I've got a Triple J Racing Mega Punters Club going, mate, for this weekend, and I predicted it'd be quite big, but we've already got a kitty of around about the $5,000. So I'll mention that a little bit later on in the podcast. But we're not going to muck around this week, mate. We're just going to get straight into the races because everyone's looking forward to that. As I said, rain, Randwick tomorrow, soft five at the moment. Rail's in the true position. My weather app that I use says 4 to 12 mil tomorrow. So we could be sort of going into that sort of deepish soft range on Saturday. My data suggests that lanes 4 to 7 will be the place to be. What are your thoughts on the track tomorrow, mate? And how do you think it's going to play?
It's probably just a weather watch. I mean, we don't really know what it's going to get to, so I'm not too sure at this stage. Probably a little bit hard to say. Have a better idea sort of coming Saturday morning. Probably going to stick with on speed, but they might be coming wide later on in the day if it's raining, which is pretty standard. So pretty hard one to call early, mate. I think they might fan wide if it gets sort of soft seven, heavy eight. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm sort of thinking the same. And I think like tomorrow's the big day. I think it's the big day in regards to Ram again, also Caulfield, because if they do get anywhere near 12 mil, then I think that, you know, horses will want to edge off the fence pretty quickly. Obviously, the more rain they get, the more they're going to want to get to that crown of the track. As I said, lanes 4 to 7. But if we get no rain tomorrow and we're on that soft five range, I think we'll have a very fair track, but I do expect runners to be able to run on from the rear of the field. And I reckon, you know, every horse should get their opportunity, and it'll just be down to how much rain they get as to, you know, whether the inside lanes are disadvantaged. Race two on the program at Randwick is the Big Dance Wild Card. You're going to almost fall off your chair when you hear me tip this horse up once again. But I'm going again with Viviere, mate. $8.50 and $2.80. Look, I started doing form for this race and thought I can't go again, but I think they found a perfect race for her here. Obviously, you know, the three runs early on in the preparation, she came third in a 72 first up over the 1200 before finishing really well straight out of the 1500 meters second up, finished behind Firestorm and Chicken Mojito in a 78 prior to going to Dubbo. They've both been very good since. A little bit of giving the track tomorrow is going to be perfect. And in that Dubbo Cup run, she did have excuses. She pulled up lane following that performance. But you look at the favourites here. Berkshire Shadow's got a massive weight and a wide draw. Chorlton Lane hates anything worse than a good four. So if we get 2 millimetres of rain tomorrow, Chorlton Lane's under the odds. So $8.50 and $2.80, I thought was a great each way bet. Did you have any opinion of that race?
No, I'll probably stick clear, I think, with this one, mate. It's one of these ones where every single one of these runners probably isn't in form. Maybe Too Much Caviar, the only one sort of somewhat in form and High Dandy, but the best version of I've Been Trying probably wins, best version of Berkshire Shadow wins, best version of Chorlton Lane on a dry track wins, and best version of Ducasse wins as well. So I think they're all a little bit cast at the moment. I can see your case on Vivier. It's probably not had a lot of luck, and the when they pull up with issues, especially a $4 chance in such a big race, then yeah, it does look really well placed, mate. I can definitely see where you're going.
Yeah, mate, and I reckon 52 kilos with Craig Williams aboard. I really like that for this horse. And yeah, he's rock hard fit, probably suited by the soft track. As you said, there's a lot of horses here that just this is not a race where there's plenty of horses coming here peaking. So if one can find form, they'll be able to win the race. I really like one in the next as well, mate. Race three. I think Robin and Luke Price, number four, Island Deck at the 5.50 and $2.10. She's a really nice filly, this $30,000 purchase. She's going to be worth a lot more if she can win this on the weekend. But the stable opted to give her a spell following the debut win back in June. Just had the one start over the 1,000 meters, won that, went out for a break. Only had the one quiet 790 meter trial at Warwick Farm. Come out and absolutely bashed up a benchmark 64 field at Kembla. And mate, that was outstanding, that win. She drew wide, pulled right back to last. Cruised around the outside and won in a canter. Whip was away with 50 to go. I thought it was very arrogant. She's got to go out to 1400 meters now. It's a new test. She's also won both of her races on the home track, so she's got to go to Randwick. But I've got to give credit to Robbie Price there. He can pick out a nice horse, and you know, $30,000, absolutely outstanding. And if you're also looking to buy into a nice young horse that Robbie Price has been involved in, we've got the 2-year-old Zusane fella named Zugotmi, progressing along very, very well at home. And yeah, Robbie Price was certainly involved heavily in that selection process. So, mate, I think Island Deck's going to be a great bet on the weekend. I really like the horse, and I want to know if you've got any opinion of that race.
Yeah, I'll probably see it clear this one as well, mate. I think there's a few good chances. I was super impressed with the win of Island Deck. I thought it was outstanding. I'd love to see it win this. It is a decent leaping grade. Jellylicious has good form, so does a favourite. But yeah, steer clear for me. Hopefully gets a win for you.
Absolutely. And another thing I forgot to mention, or wanted to say before, was that the hardest race, one of the hardest races to win is your maiden, and then it's very, very hard to go on from your maiden to win another race. So when they come out like she did, and I know that Luke Price was on the podcast a couple of weeks ago and we spoke about this filly, and he sort of said, oh, going into this 1,000 meter race, you know, oh, I think she's going to be better suited second up, 1200, 1400, needed the run. And she just, it was just arrogant. I think they got a really nice horse there, and hopefully Willow can bang two early results on the board for me. You got one in race four for us, mate. It's the James Squire Ankh Stakes, 1600 meters, Group Three race for mares. Who do you like there?
Yeah, I'm with Lekvaart. It's a bit of a love-hate relationship with this horse, but it's won more than it's lost for me. I think it was really good resuming. Huge run behind Macarena and Amelia's Jewel. Hit the line hard. I just love the setup here. Barrier 14. I think whenever it's drawn wide, it gets the right run. Just sit off them, time the run, and its stats are great. I mean, it's as long as it isn't heavy. It handles the soft fine. 3 out of 5 on the track. 4 out of 8 over the trip. It ticks all the boxes. Hinged, oh, it. I mean, it hasn't won since COVID. Like, this thing is just, oh, it's a good horse. It's won a lot of money, but it just keeps going around at prices and it doesn't win. I think the second a Buckaroo two starts back would beat these, but I don't know. I just couldn't back that at its price. 25 starts it's had since it's won. So yeah, I couldn't be backing anything like that. That being said, it definitely can win. Yeah, I'm with Lekvaart, mate. Each way, I think sit off them, find it back to following the run, and this off its first up runs comeback super. I just think it's ticks all the boxes. I was keen on Zlotys last start. I thought it had its chance. This is a lot harder, and Chicken Mojito's going quite well. So it's a pretty good race. There's heaps of chances. I mean, it's apart from Hinge, the rest of the field sort of, they're all a chance, all the way down to Mountaintop, really. So I like Lekvaart, mate. I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, this is one of them races where there's form lines coming from everywhere. I can understand the big push from everyone about Hinge. Like, you know, it has to be said, this is a massive drop in grade for the horse. Blake Shinn's, in my opinion, the best rider in the country at the moment. And he'll ride that horse like the best horse in the race, which means it'll get every opportunity. But Then again, mate, winning does become a habit, and you know, Hinge hasn't won since the Parramatta Eels won an NRL premiership. Really, it's been that long, I can't even remember it. So, yeah, but interesting one there. And Lech Wotz, it is a horse that I do like, so hopefully get a result there. Race five, I know we haven't, both of us don't have a selection for that race, but I know you would have done the form for the race. I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on Bandy's Boy. Obviously. You know, if you look at, if you have a quick look at the form guide, you know, the horse has run 12th, 10th out of 12, 7th out of 7. As the sports bet write up says, it's beaten two horses home in three starts his preparation. But you know, you have a look at the second up run, it's four lengths off I Am Me and Bella Nipotina, who are going to be in the Everest. Bella Nipotina is one of the main chances in the Everest. And then you know, dropping in grade for a race like this at $17.360. Am I? You reckon I'm on the, you know, on the gear there, going for Bandy's Boy, or you reckon that, you know, the horse is a little bit over the odds?
No, I think you're spot on. I mean, last prepper beat Malkovich. Malkovich had beat these. So, yeah, I think this looks a really good target. They've just put it in the deep end, and it's 3 out of 10 on this track, 3 out of 5 over this trip. So, and 4 out of 10 with Jay Ford aboard. So, it really does look a target race. I mean, if it runs to that 4 lengths off Iron Man, Bella Nipotina, I'd say it wins. Front page looking for a hat trick. Be hard to beat and not far too easy. I just don't like barrier one for it. Good horse, but yeah, it just tends to settle off them. Fly second up. It can lead, but yeah, I don't know. If it gets too far back from barrier one, then good luck. You know, just have edit flashbacks. I had to throw him in. I had to
Yeah.
mention him.
Well, it's that's what I like about this race, the Kosciuszko, and also, you know, Everest and lots of these races. Like, you know, you talk about these races moving forward. You know, I remember, you know, another one was one. Those edit. I still remember talking on the podcast about edit, and you were a bit like Vivier with edit. You just kept going there. You just kept going there, and you know, got beat on the line. But anyway, Race six is the Sydney Stakes, 1200 meters, Group Three weight for age. I like a horse here, Marzu. I know he's drawn wide there. Nashawilla aboard. He's never really been one of mine, Marzu, but he seems to have a new lease on life after joining the Joe Pryde stable. And at the end of the day, he's an eight-time winner, Group One winner. He's won over $8 million in prize money. And I just don't want to look too far away from the obvious here. How good have his lead-up runs been? He finished third to I Mean Steffi Magnetica in the shorts. They're both heading to the Everest before running second in the Premier. I know that that was a race that we're all a little bit confused about with Airman winning. He loves this track. It wouldn't matter if 100 mil hit the track tomorrow. Marzu handles it. Nashawilla sticks. I think they'll roll forward. And I thought Marzu was a good price at the 7 and $2.30. Did you like anyone here?
No, I'll steer clear. I think this is one of those races where whatever wins, you'll look at it and go, oh, it was so obvious. Southport Tycoon could just be blatantly obvious after its enormous win last start. Overpass could be the obvious with its form around Nature Strip. And Marzu could be the obvious with its last two runs, which, as you said, have been outstanding. And then think about it as well, it's still a good horse. 5 out of 6 over this trip, 4 out of 7 over the track. I think any of those can win. The market's got this pretty spot on, I think. I think the top four are the top four that'll be home.
It's one hell of a race when you consider that this is
Yeah.
basically reserve grade for the Everest. Like, think about it in the race. I mean, fuck, it's just absolutely outstanding. And now we'll sort of move on to the big one, mate, the Tab Everest. Obviously a race that's, you know, grown and grown and grown. And I know there's gonna be 50,000 people there on the weekend, $20 million in prize money. First place picks up $7 million. Like, it's absolutely incredible, and it's always such a big thrill. Obviously, looking at the speed map, you got the likes of I Am Me from Barrier One's going to roll forward. Lady of Camelot from out wide with no weight's going to go hammer and tongs to find the front. Storm Boy's a horse that needs to jump well and find the front. I like Abdullah going aboard there. And then you'd probably assume that Growing Empire might try and roll forward. I think there'll be genuine tempo here, and I think most horses will get their opportunity. Before I go into my selections, mate, who did you have on top in the Everest? And you know, what are your thoughts on the race?
Yeah, I've got Bella on top. I just think she's so underrated. I mean, Yes, yeah, I think a run against Steffi Magnetica last year was, or yeah, this year was just outstanding. She will be in the finish, as Kieran Ma said in an interview earlier this week. Doesn't matter if she draws wide, she knows how to run well from anywhere. Just bulletproof. I think she's the class of the race. And in second, I did have Storm Boy. I think he's going well. I think he just needs to jump, and he's still flying under the radar a little bit, given that his odds versus Traffic Warden. I think Storm Boy should be about the same price, so he's over the odds. I'm not going to doubt Jolly. I'm not going to doubt Mr. Waller and J-Mac. They're the two best in the business, arguably. But I couldn't touch Jolly Star at 20s. I don't know. I don't know what everyone's saying at the sixes. I mean, it hasn't really done a whole lot. I know last start it was underdone. They said it was a short SP, but I haven't seen it do a whole lot in Oz Shores for it to warrant Everest favorite. I think that's a bit of a stretch. I know the lead's big. I know J-Mac and Waller, but oh, mate, I was shocked when it came up favorite. I'm dead set. I mean, when you've got the likes of Bella in there and Storm Boy and Traffic Warden and Steffi, and that comes up favorite, I thought it was bizarre. I reckon Jolly Star should be about 20s, but could be egg on face, mate. Could bolt in. What do you reckon?
Yeah, oh, in regards to Jolly Star, I'm terrified of the horse. I'm the same as you. I mean, look, the win that sort of put this horse on the map was that first up win at Round. We gave it 1200, but it beat home our Cobieson and horses like that. I know that, you know, you're running against the clock really in terms of bookmakers and the price they come up, and the sectional data out of that race was through the absolute roof. And Chris Waller's got this thing going at the moment where he's really good first up, and he's all of his stable. Most of them are having flat second up runs, and they're really good third ups. She's coming into this race third up. She's got the perfect barrier draw, which, you know, J-Mac, and then J-Mac aboard. So, you know, ticks a million boxes. I think she's much better horse on top of the ground. So I wouldn't want to take the $6 if she was, if we get a lot of rain tomorrow. But mate, the two runners I wanted to be with was obviously the runner-up from last year, I Wish I Win. It's obviously been a plan since this day last year when he was unlucky to run second, and the plan's been to peak on this day. His two lead-up runs have been absolutely super to my eye, more so the data and sectionals late. Obviously, he hasn't won, but 1.1 lengths off in the Moyer over 1,000, which was, you know, short for his best, before flying home for third in the Manicato. Two winners out of that race covered no extra ground, whereas he had to go right around the field. He's third up. He gets the blinkers on. He's drawn to sit in the running line. He handles wet ground. I think he's got the best closing of any closing sprint than any horse in the country. And I think if he holds his performance from last year, I think he's going to be hard to hold out. I also really like Steffi Magnetica. I think that horse has a lovely map. What she's done over the past 4 to 6 months has been absolutely outstanding. Her first up run could not have been any more impressive. I'm not sure that she's ideally weighted in comparison to her lead up runs, where she had a little bit of weight relief, but she is flying. So Zach Lloyd is riding. So what a story that'll be if Lloyd could win an Everest. And I must say, I'm obviously terrified of the 3-year-olds as well, because 3-year-olds have a great record in this race. But I mean, I've just talked about three or four runners, mate, and I could talk about the whole field. At the end of the day, this is absolutely super, this race, and I can't wait. Obviously, Potten, we're both absolutely Potten giggy kick. You reckon he's got no chance?
I'm glad you mentioned I Wish I Win. I would have had that in for third. I think it's flying. Moonee Valley doesn't suit. It'll be rattling home. And with Lady of Camelot in there, they'll be going fast. So I think it's a good shout. Yeah, I just couldn't take Giga Kick off its runs. I mean, it might sprout out of the ground and find its best, but you purely just basing it on potential or potential rather than how it's going. And I think that's what I'm doing with Jolly Star. I know that the first up run everyone went wow, but as you touched on, what did it beat and what's it done so far in Australia? I think its potential's to win, but is it going that well? Don't know. Bella definitely is. I Wish I Win definitely is, and Storm Boy definitely is. So I'm sticking with that method in this, I think, of who's actually going the best rather than who might be the best.
I like it, mate. Race 9 is the King Charles, the third Group 1. It's a weight for age. You like a horse here, and I'm really excited to see who you're siding with, whether you're going with the Pride of Jenny at the short odds, or if you like another horse. So fill us in.
Yeah, I thought we'd more just touch this. I'm not really going to bet too much into it. I think depends maybe on the weather, but look, I love Pride of Jenny. She's absolutely super. Last start win, she got all the favours. She had a small field. She was always going to lead. I thought she was an absolute good thing, but it's hard to hear. But yeah, she's flying, mate. I think she's great for racing. Fangirl's obviously a good bet at 380. I think that's a pretty good price. I mean, she's one of the best sprinters we've got. Arguably the bet most consistent. So, and Chow Wolf is on the up. Well, Chow Wolf, I don't know how to pronounce it, but that was big win last start, looping the field. That's the up and comer. And Amelia's Jewel can probably get a shout at 18s, given that her best is probably past her, but you know, she's given it to Pride of Jenny. So, tricky race, mate. I'm probably not going to bet. I just really want to watch this. I think it's Pride of Jenny, obviously, leads by about 95 lengths in front, and yeah, Fangirl, Chow Wolf, and Amelia's Jewel. I might even box those four. I think that'll be the four crossing the line. What are your thoughts?
I'm really excited about this race because there's a couple of different ways you can look at it, but we have to wait until tomorrow night because Fangirl isn't a wet tracker. Amelia's Jewel isn't a wet tracker, so lots of rain tomorrow. You could probably rule those two out. Pride of Jenny for mine, again, you could look at it two ways. Like, I think the horse is going outstanding, and you're right, she's going to be in front by however many lengths because it's the only way she can beat this field. She can't sit one length in front and hold out these horses. So, you know, she's going to be well out in front. Mr. Brightside obviously didn't come out and frank that form out of the last race. It was only a four horse race. I think it would have been hard for the three horses at the rear to sort of time their runs to try and catch. Pride of Jenny last start. Moonee Valley's a lot harder to lead. I mean, a lot easier to lead on than, you know, a Randwick sort of track like this. So it's the I'm sort of I've got this thing in my mind at the moment. I'm sort of keen to back Pericles at 26 and $4.50. I know that
Whoa.
it doesn't seem like
Hold
the
on.
it doesn't seem like the play when he's obviously 1800 to 1900 last start and then on the 7 day backup now and probably didn't see out the 1900 last weekend, but perfect barrier. Look at his statistics at the track. Handles wet going, you know. I just think that I don't know, something in my mind's telling me to go Pericles, and I think that's potentially going to be my play. But if no rain comes, I could potentially change my mind there. So it's a race I want to wait and see. But I wouldn't talk anyone out of having a small dabble on Pericles at massive odds. And I think that he might relish the 7 day backup, especially if it does get in the heavy conditions from a perfect barrier draw. Mate, Caulfield now. Good four at the moment. Rails out 3 meters. Obviously last Saturday was a true rail. I don't really mind what anyone says. It was certainly on pace advantage. I'm not saying there was anything wrong with the track, but horses that drew the rail and led, they got advantaged, and some of the riders were smart enough to find that part of the ground really quickly. They also raced on Wednesday with a 12-meter rail, and now they go back to 3 meters. My website says 8 to 13 millimeters tomorrow. We'll have to wait and see how much we get. But have you got any opinion of how that track's going to play at Caulfield?
Yeah, I'll stick on speed. I think after last week, yeah, it's just the safest bet. I'd rather have on than off.
Happy days, mate. We're going to talk about three races here today. Race two. Sorry, let me just change it up on my screen here. Race two. It's the Stow Storage Gothic Stakes over the 1200 meters. I really like Reserve Bank. I've been a big fan of this horse since it first burst onto the scene. I thought it was sort of unlucky last start. When I think, you know, this preparation sort of been building really nice. It was a good strong win first up in 64 company. Came back into town, ran into First Settler. I think First Settler's a really nice horse. And I think that potentially could have reversed the race there if they changed positions in run. I think the horse is drawn nicely in midfield just to roll forward, stay out of trouble in the running line. I think that the horse will peak third up, handle soft. I think he has a big future, and I think $3.50 is probably the right price for the horse. Do you have any opinion there, mate, or you like Bodyguard, Tarpaulin, or what are your thoughts?
Spot on. I couldn't agree more. I think you summarized it perfectly. Swap the runs last start and it wins. Just massive upside. I think it's this and Gallant Sun. It's race of two. I don't think any of the rest can win.
I like it, mate. We'll skip all the way out to race eight now, which is later on in the program. It's the Tristark Stakes over 1400 meters. And you like one here for listeners.
Yeah, plenty of ammo. I'm a big fan. Tipped it up all last prep. I'm sticking with it. I thought the first up run very unlucky. Drew the rails, got out late. Uncle Bryn got one for the bookies. 55 kilos. Last time it was here, it led and it won. I think it'll just lead, find the rail. I just love the upside about this runner. Skybird, yeah, it's going all right. Like it's racing well, but it comes out of the same race as Revolutionary Miss Aria. I think Quintessa is worth a shout getting back onto a dry track, and then that's it. That's pretty much the race. So I think Plenty of Ammo is a great bet. 5.50, $2 a place. Can't see that finishing outside top three.
Certainly was a very good first up run by her, and this is a race that I sort of wanted to do a bit more on. I mean, I love Revolutionary Miss and Skybird, but it's a cracking race. Race nine, mate, the big one, Caulfield Cup, 2400 meters. Current favourite is Buckaroo, $4.20. Then you got the likes of Elias, and plenty of other nice horses in between. Land Legend, Group One winner from last start with Zach Purton aboard. Interesting weight scale as well. I know the top weight's carrying 54, bottom weight's all the way down at the 50s, 50 and a half, 50. So obviously I'm interested to hear your thoughts first, mate. So we'll see if we land on the same horse. Who do you like for the big one?
It's probably almost going to go in the too hard pile for me. Buckaroo's flying. Zardozi, I'm a massive fan of. Should have won last start. Protest was ridiculous. Ilias, I know Waterhouse came out and she said it was one of her best runners she's ever had. Massive set of lungs and it's off that. I mean, yeah, 3 out of 3 with Timmy Clark aboard. I think the horse is a star. And to my knowledge, I know that Mr. Brightside form didn't get franked, but he doesn't really need a franked form. I mean, it's Mr. Brightside. So if it runs up to that, it goes close in this. Land Legend, hard to catch, but big win, beating Zardozi. Don't think it should have won on the protest, but wasn't on either that day. Yeah, it's probably too hard for me, mate. I think Zardozi is probably my favorite horse in the race, but the ones I'd be. I couldn't split that Elias and Buckaroo, and I think the market's got it pretty much in order. Are you with anyone in this?
Mate, jump on. Jump on with me. Zardozi. Zardozi. Let's go. I think that there's been a real nice slow build up, this preparation. And now that we know that she's probably been, targeted at this Caulfield Cup, and she also holds a nomination for the Melbourne Cup. So you'd have to say that it's been fantastic to see her get better as she gets out in trip. And comes here off the peak preparation run, which was, second in the Metrop there behind Land Legend. You just look at the races she's raced in this preparation. Group one Winx Stakes over the 14, Group two Chelmsford over 2000, Group three Kingston Town over 2000, peaked last start, second to Land Legend, Metrop. I love the draw, out of trouble. She handles wet ground. She's got no weight. The trip's not going to be any concern. I also love the jockey. And I think that, I really do think Zardozi's here to run a big race. And I'd actually really love to see this horse win the cup and then get out and then have a crack at the Melbourne Cup. I think it'd be outstanding. So, mate, I reckon you jump on 7 and $2.30, Zardozi, and we can cheer home together.
Yeah, oh, you convinced me, mate. I mean, yeah, I'm a huge fan. I think the protest was cooked, and she's this time of prep, she runs her best. She's building up to this. The last start run, I think will beat these, but I am terrified about what Waterhouse said about Elias.
Oh, absolutely. Elias has been, it's really good what this horse has done since coming out to Australia. And I mean, 9 wins from 12, and then obviously last start at Flemington. You gotta remember that she raced in Sydney on the 21st of September, and then 2 weeks later was at Flemington, first sort of have a look at that sort of track and beaten by nice horses over 2000. But they would have had this in mind, this race. The only thing for Elias is, dead set, mate. If we were on the fence out there at Caulfield having a schooner, Elias would be a meter away from us, barrier 21. It's not going to be easy for me out there. Mate, just wondering if you got a best bet on the program or over the weekend.
I think Plenty of Ammo each way is a great bet. I love its setup for it. I think it's just Caulfield on pace. Yeah, I can see it running an absolute bolter. I really am a fan of the horse. I think we'll see it even better this prep. each way, Lekvaart, but it just depends on the weather. I don't want it to get too heavy because it's got donuts on heavy, so its legs will be doing donuts on the heavy too. So we'll wait and see. What about you, mate?
Mate, I really like, as I spoke about earlier, Reserve Bank at the Gothic Stakes Race 2 Caulfield. Like I said, I really like the horse. There is a couple of horses in the race I do like. Adolfito is one of those. Bodyguard wouldn't shock me, but I really like Reserve Bank. And I think whenever you're having a best bet around the $3.60 for a runner you're keen on, I'm sort of happy to play that way. So I like Reserve Bank in the second. I know you've done form for about 900 racetracks in the country the last 2 days, but did you manage to do form for Nowra on Sunday?
No, not yet, mate.
I'm only asking because we've got a runner having her first run for our stable, Triple J Racing Stable, Butterfly Style. She's in race five, number 10. Jeff Penza takes the ride. Look, we bought her from down in Melbourne, had the one start down there on a heavy track. Really nice performance. She's had the one trial for us at Nowra. It was back end of August. She won that trial under very light riding. Horse we got a lot of time for. She's had a little bit of an issue in between with a bit of soreness, but she heads to the races on Sunday. We're really confident she's going to run a big race. I certainly don't think she's worth an each way play at 750 and 240, and I think she's going to win plenty of races. So even if she doesn't get the job done on Sunday, she's one to follow. She's got lots of ability, big, strong filly. And hopefully all goes well out there for owners involved in her. And lastly, mate, as I said, we've got the Triple J Racing Mega Punters Club happening this weekend. How it works is $50 a share. You can buy as many shares as you like. You'll be then sent an email form to put your name, email, bank details, and also select a runner from every race at Randwick and Caulfield. And then we all get involved in the WhatsApp group chat on the weekend, and we basically bet the entire kitty on the 20 races. So we're on the trajectory to 5 grand, and hopefully we get a little bit more than that, which I'm super excited about. You can find that on our Facebook and Instagram, Triple J Racing, and all of my selections for the weekend will be on the Triple J Racing website, www.triplejracing.com.au. And where can they
Well,
find yours, mate?
hopefully with the punters club, you got plenty of ammo and you can chuck it in the reserve bank.
Yeah, exactly right. Hopefully we can, mate. Where can everyone find your tips on the weekend?
Just jump on SmartBet or Back a Winner. We've got same setup there. SmartBet will give you the odds comparison, so you can compare the odds for the runners, and you can find all my write-ups on Back a Winner. There's about 400 of them for this weekend, so feel free to dive in and have a read. And we've landed on quite a few similar ones this weekend, Fish. So hopefully it's a big one, mate. I'm feeling it, and we've got to stand up during grand final day, don't we?
Absolutely, mate. And I've certainly put my hand up. I've been a little bit out of form lately. I've been struggling to find winners, so I've knuckled right down. I've got stuck into the form this week, and hopefully we can find some. Thanks everyone for listening. Whether you follow on with our selections or you don't, I hope you have a great weekend. Back plenty of winners. Don't drink too many beers because it's an absolutely super weekend. And thanks for joining me, Bryce.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.